Doug Steffen Good Day way to while away some time during the day. Sometimes it's fun, silly, serious, hopefully never morbid. Although Jack is here. I was thinking of Dr. I was going to call you Captain Jack Sparrow for some reason or other, and I don't know why.
Aye, Captain Jack, we'll fix all your health problems.
Yeah. Whatever's wrong with you. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on Good Day to talk about your health. He's a Nuka chiropractor.
Lie on the plank, matey. I'll crack your back.
Yeah, right. That's it. Or fix your neck, which is more what the Nuka people do. There are a number of things in the Health Watch today on Good Day. One of the things has to do with trauma victims. You see all this stuff on television, and we tend to not be real about it, Jack. And the nature of your particular profession deals a lot with trauma, neck trauma, injuries suffered in car. I think it's probably the most common problem, isn't it? Neck problems. If you're in a, let's say somebody hits you in the back, what they call a rear ender, isn't that really the number one problem, whether you're in Pittsburgh or Salt Lake City, wherever you are? That's going to be the number one deal.
If you are, you know, if you can see the head sitting on top of the neck as this 8 to 10 pound bowling ball balancing on a little tiny 2 ounce bone underneath it, C1, the atlas, and then every cervical vertebra, of which there's 7 underneath that top one, there's 7 in total, I mean, they're all 2 or 3 ounces apiece in total weight. The entire bony structure of the neck, it doesn't even weigh a pound, and you've got this 8 to 10 pound bowling ball slipping in the bathtub, slipping on the ice. You don't even have to fall down. Any quick, sudden action that you do to try to regain your balance can easily offset that balance point. So, yeah, a rear ender, obviously, especially if you see it coming, and you know you grab the steering wheel and you're watching through the rearview mirror and you stiffen up, that usually will give a lot more problems than if you didn't see it coming when you're in a relaxed state. But it's still just a matter of physics. You have this heavy object sitting on top of this smaller object underneath of it. And when those forces hit from any direction, so 8, 10-year-old football out on the field, a little rear ender. And I'm taking care of a couple of people right now who they're fighting with their insurance companies because their cars were barely scratched on the bumpers. And so there's still this argument in the insurance company. If the car isn't suitably damaged, then neither are you. When the fact remains, there's sufficient studies. A 5 mile an hour collision, depending on the position you're in, and you're, especially if your head is turned to the right or the left when you're hit from behind, that's the worst position to be in. A 5 mile an hour collision is sufficient to do enough soft tissue damage to put you into rehabilitation and therapy for a long time.
Really? My son was involved. My son was driving my former wife Tony's Mini last week. And, you know, in various sections around Hollywood, there are as many little side streets and back streets that you can go across as you are moving. If the main streets, we've all done this. I certainly have done. I did it the other day, as a matter of fact, when I was trying to get out of Hollywood and I couldn't get down Beverly. I went down one of the side streets that are behind the stores. So Brendan was doing that, and he came out and he stopped, and he looked to the right, looked to the left. Well, as he had stopped there, he couldn't get out. And this woman is barrel-assing in a pickup truck back, headed straight for him. And the people on the sidewalk are yelling at her, screaming at her, "Look out, there's a car there." She doesn't pay anything. She smashes into the car.
Yep.
And Brendan says he doesn't have any aches and pains, but he's so wrapped up in the sadness of his mother, I don't think he's felt it, especially when I look at the car. The frame at the door rail is bent. The frame is bent for the roof of the car, so you can't open and close the moonroof. The track is, so the whole car is bent. It got hit. Some people, how do you know? You don't have a speedometer to go backwards. Thought she was going 15, 20 miles an hour backwards. And so that, you know, that not only did it take care of the car, ended the car, but I think that he needs to get his neck.
Well, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And in many cases, it doesn't take, obviously, it doesn't take anything near that kind of power or that kind of collision force. However, an interesting thing, depending on the youth or the age of the body, depending on the overall general fitness conditioning, a little bit of genetic history, a lot of nutritional history that would indicate how strong the supporting musculature, the supporting ligaments will be. Sometimes the problems will not show up for a few weeks to a few months after the collision. The idea is that if you can stand up and dust yourself off and, you know, break off some or brush off some broken glass and you're not bleeding to death and there's no broken bones, you're okay. There couldn't be a bigger lie than that. Many times,
the headache,
the back pain, the low back pain, the sciatica that can result just from the head being out of balance with the neck may not show up for weeks or months.
So then what do you recommend when somebody has that, they come see somebody like you, get it checked out? What's the intelligent way? Don't overdo it, but let's...
That's true. I mean, this isn't going to turn you into hypochondria.
No.
But one thing is for certain, there are certain postural signs, certain neurological signs, mm-hmm. that the central nervous system is under stress when these kinds of misalignments occur as a result of some kind of physical force hitting the body. You mentioned there at the beginning of the discussion just a good old slap on the back. Hey, how you doing? You know, and if you're sitting in the right position, that can offset that balance point.
Yeah.
The great range of motion that the head enjoys on top of the neck is because there's no disc between C1 and C2.
Wow.
And that leaves that area very unstable, and the trade-off with nature to be able to turn and look over your shoulders and tip your head back and look up at the ceiling, the trade-off is the lack of stability that the rest of the spine has. So even a good old slap on the back, just, you know, slipping and falling backward on your bottom or falling forward on your hands and knees, all those forces translate to the weak link in the chain, which is right there at the top of the neck.
Yeah. All right. So there's some words to the wise. You get involved. As we get into the winter, there are more and more of these sort of rear enders that happen.
Absolutely.
There's ice on the road and snow on the road. You already have some snow out in Salt Lake City. We've had it here. As a matter of fact, that happened. Well, my sister ran her Range Rover into the back of a car during the snowstorm we had out here. She's never been in an accident before in her life. And, you know, the Range Rover absorbs a lot of the shock because it's a big vehicle. But even that, and the seats are comfortable and you got your seatbelt on and that sort of thing. Do you recommend in a circumstance like that, that even that sort of thing get checked out?
Because of the insidious nature of delayed reaction inside the body to that kind of trauma, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
How long does it take for it to show up sometimes?
Well, it could. You know, you could have two people in the front seat in the same accident, mm-hmm. and somebody hits them from behind, just say 20, 25 miles an hour. And maybe the bags came on, or maybe they didn't come on, and they both get out of the car, they dust themselves off, nobody's hurt or bleeding, they're deciding whether or not they should even call a policeman, no ambulance is needed.
Yeah.
The next morning, one of them has a headache from hell.
Right.
The other one says, oh, come on, you know,
buck up,
what are you, a big baby or something?
Yeah.
The second one just says, oh, I'm just fine. 3, 4, 5 months down the road, suddenly the immune system is starting to get dysfunctional.
Mm.
Their sleep is being interrupted at night, and they don't know why. Afternoon energy levels start to drop. All these little things start to show up that indicate that the central nervous system, because of that misalignment of the neck, is now under attack. Whereas the first one had signs and symptoms immediately following the accident. The other one took a little while.
Yeah.
And because we're so, we're an up and down society. We're a yes, no, lights on, lights off, sun's up, sun's down. We want immediate resolve for whatever's going on.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
And some people's, the resiliency inside the body of a lot of people is very strong and durable, and it will put up with this abuse for a while until it finally says, all right, that's it. Everybody out of the pool. I'm done.
All right. In a moment, I want to spend a couple of moments talking about my dearly departed Tony and what might, the things you and I talked about him. I couldn't get her to do some of the things that I wanted her to do. But, you know, under the circumstances, why did it happen maybe is the question as quickly as it did. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sock Love Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Nizwiner, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Oh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
All right, a couple of minutes on what... happened to Tony. I've explained mostly to people for the last 20 years she's had metastatic brain breast cancer. She actually did have a tumor in her brain. She had the cancer went to her arms, was in her lymph nodes. The fact that she fought it off with pretty much conventional. She started a couple of years ago being a little unconventional with some of the things that she was doing, but she really have a. I mean, she had a problem. The pictures that you're seeing of her at DougStefan.com were taken at my daughter's wedding a couple of years ago, and her arm was swollen then, but not as badly as it got after another operation to fix the bones in her arm that had been replaced four times over the last 10 years. Anyway, I mean, under the circumstances, Jack, you were very nice. Yep. I appreciated your sweet comments. I tried to get her to do stuff, and she just had these relationships with the doctors, and for a very intelligent woman, it just, she was, that was it. And my daughter is sort of the same way, which troubles me a little. So well, I only have a little bit of time here. I just was looking for a comment.
Well, the propaganda out there that the drugs for everything and drugs for anything, that model is beginning to fail. There are things it can do. On my archives at my website, I've spent the last two or three weeks in depth over on breast cancer, especially what can be done to stop the reappearance in some place where they said it's gone.
Yeah. All right, so you might want to check that out. Jack's website, by the way, is jackstockwell.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day with a lot of helpful information every week at this time, 21 after the hour.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Jennifer Horn is in charge of the Tuesday How to Heaven.
You don't even have to turn on the
Let's start with the cherry nut balls, do we?
Let's start with the cherry nut balls.
Cherry nut balls.
Get it over with.
So how about Trace Adkins?
Good. Listen to that voice.
Jennifer loves this guy. She's like anybody, though.
Tight jeans, about 6'4". Yeah.
Breezy, that's me and you.
I'm a little closer than you are.
Yeah, I think it's seeing you in some tight jeans with that big ass.
Give me the gayest moment of the show.
Maybe it's the beer talking, but you got a butt that won't quit.
Come join us. Let's step into the day.
Okay, the rumor is going around for a while. Looks like a couple of weeks, we'll know about Van Halen with David Lee Roth performing at the upcoming Grammy nominations concert.
Really?
Yes. Expected to announce a new album, too, Richie, at that time.
And so, David Lee Roth, he never leaves, man.
Yeah. A lot of these guys, they see a paycheck. Hello.
Walking down the street.
Good job, Richie.
Guitar God, the whole
right.
thing.
Yeah.
But you look at how they reimagined some classic songs,
recreated
like
this, like this, yeah,
and Dance the Night Away.
In their style.
Yeah. It's amazing what he did. I mean, you know, I had an argument with my brother one day.
Really?
He thought that this was originally their song. I'm like, dude, it's a remake. It's Roy Orbison.
How old is he?
My brother's 2 years younger than I am.
What does it matter with him?
He's stupid when it comes to music. Anything before 1976, he's like, what?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, dude, it's a remake. And he's like, no, it's not. Eddie Van Halen wrote that song.
I can see you coming almost to blows being so passionate.
What a moron you are. And, you know, and I finally convinced him.
My brother, the moron.
So, yeah. But it's just, but that kind of shows how genius. I mean, this song, you can't tell it's a remake. It's a great job.
Yeah. All right, so if there's a lot of dough attached, that's why David Lee Roth is back there. And there has to be, if they've got a new album in the works, this is a promotion for that. This is dough.
It's massive, but that and the fact that Van Hagar will likely be no more because...
Van Hagar?
Van Hagar, which is Van Halen, the version of Van Halen with Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, okay.
Because Sammy and Eddie...
Don't get along.
...kind of fisticuffs now, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That bad?
It's not good.
Sammy.
All right. A couple of high tension guys, no matter how you stripe it, right? Under the circumstances. I guess you can understand that. I like this better.
Oh, yeah.
This is, I like this.
Here's what David still can't do anymore.
Yeah. All right, 26 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Warren Buffett typically avoids tech stocks, but this week he's made his biggest technology investment ever. He did not buy Apple, didn't buy Google. He invested $10 billion from Berkshire Hathaway in IBM. So now he owns 5.5% of the company. So there's got to be something going on that he knows about that is going. You know, there's a big scandal also, speaking of that, in Washington brewing because of all the insider trading going on with members of Congress. Did you know that? Members of Congress and senators and their staffers are getting tipped off as to when to buy stock before it goes up. And apparently it's an epidemic.
The big story today about how Washington has just become the most affluent city in the country.
Yeah, but it's full of all,
because of all this.
Corruption.
And hey, who am I to complain?
Right.
My property values, you know, thank you very much. But
it helps.
It also makes it hard to afford to live here.
Yeah. Well, it's the corruption is so. This is what this is what the Occupy people are protesting.
Hey, give me mine and I'll keep my mouth shut.
28 after the hour on Good Day. Good for you.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Facebook fell victim to an unfortunate amount of spam, filling many people's news feeds with pornographic and violent images. Once clicked on, the images would post on a user's wall, creating a chain reaction that went on for nearly 48 hours. Always be wary of what you click on. In other news, a study by the Pew Research Center found that two-thirds of online adults use social media. But it's not the technology or networking that we're so drawn to. It's our friends. 67% of people use social networks to strengthen relationships they already have. And finally, researchers at MIT have created a computer chip that mimics the way our brains think. The processors operate using analog functions just like the brain, but are capable of simulating the thought process faster than any human ever could. Analog processing makes artificial intelligence possible. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus every 6 months you're accident-free.
Nice. Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call the local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmental friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
The scam of the year. Richie will love this focus.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Now, we talk about congestion and traffic and the story that we're following at DougStefan.com. A lot of stuff from the website today has merit and value. I made a mistake earlier on this morning. I make mistakes all the time. But you don't catch me on them unless it's that guy driving to work with his wife. He's always into that. With finding out what I've said that's wrong. Come on, give me a break, will you, please? Who said this has to... There's no... One of the things that really is troubling is that you folks who expect this to all be about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, that gets in the way of good stories. So it's not like I'm trying to deceive people. I just make up sort of... Sometimes I probably shouldn't use the term make up because then I'd be chastised. I add color to...
You tell the story as you see it.
Right, exactly. Or as I hear it. As I, all of these things are experiential. I grab stuff from every experience I have during the course of the day. There's always something going on. That said,
I mean, everybody takes a story and makes it their own, whether it's you, Anderson Cooper, Wolf Blitzer, or Sean Hannity, or Bob at the water cooler.
Yeah.
There are certain elements of those stories that have to be correct. So when you tell these stories, this is basically... Jennifer and my job is to kind of help steer you in the right direction when you may get off the path a little bit of what is
off the reservation,
the truth or the facts.
You actually hold the cattle prod as you move along.
That's right. I'm on the right, she's on the left.
Sometimes you'll hear it.
Quote of the day today comes from the Dalai Lama. My religion, the Dalai Lama said, is very simple. My religion is kindness.
Oh.
And that was Tony's religion, too. That was really what made her as popular as she did. What did you and she, Richie, had from time to time when she'd come and be here at the farm, especially when she moved back from Maine. She was here all the time. And she'd work at the computer, which is in the desk opposite from me, and there's a microphone there. So every once in a while, she'd hear something. Now, she would be first to, if she was sitting across me, I could see her sitting across from me right now, and I'd say something, and she'd be looking for a piece of paper to scribble something on and give it to me, that either chastised me for what I said or added something.
Added to it, right.
Exactly, right. And she didn't know. She didn't really want to go on the air. Once in a while, we convinced her to go on the air. And she had, she always had something pithy to say.
Pithy.
But you could never, Tony was the most, it was impossible to argue with her. She was always, in her mind, she would, I was the debate champion in college, and I lost to her all the time. She just never buckled, never backed down, always stood her ground. But she did it with a smile on her face. And that's, you know, what made her, in part, so lovable. That's why people around liked her so much. It was just kind of, it was good. It was, well, it's all good as we think about some of these things. And as you can tell by listening to me, I'm getting a little better with it, as long as I don't have my two children to deal with at the same time. Megan's coming here on Friday because my sisters have decided, I think I said on the air, Tony wanted, when she found out quickly and everything, you know, in 3 or 4 days, it was over. She found out on Tuesday that it was curtains. And then, but she still wanted to try, you know, to think it through. And then she and the kids went out on Wednesday and changed all the bank accounts and everything. Because at that point, she'd admitted to herself, after the doctors said, well, maybe there's a chance you can do this or that. The thing that's so insidious about this, I didn't really go into it with Jack as much as I might have. The thing that really bothers me about the medical profession, the conventional, the medical profession that I don't really trust.
You realize how many times you've changed topics in the last 2 minutes.
I know, well.
Here's
but
the problem.
Going. I like it. It's fun. It's like a challenge.
See, it was kind of
with,
but it started with Tony, and then I'm kind of going.
Started with the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, but the Dalai Lama I related to Tony. Tony sits here. All of it's, Richie, the road is long.
Life is related, Rich.
It is, right. Exactly.
It's a bend in the river, Doug. Yes, right. Keep flowing, my
yellow
brother.
What's the Neil Diamond song? The road is long.
You mean the Beatles, The Long and Winding Road?
Again. No. No. It's not. Anyway, all right. So now we've changed.
Oh, he ain't heavy. He's my brother.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Back to what you're saying.
So at any rate.
I'm
remembering too.
You're killing me. All of a sudden he got distracted from that and went into the road is long.
I know. But you see, I have my mind has been traumatized and I'm trying to. Oh, I know.
Okay, your mind is always like
so
this.
I went back to the Tony experience when she decided that it was over.
Right.
And then, you know, we kind of back and forth. And on Thursday, the kid said, Dad, you better get out of here. So going out there and sort of having the last hours with her, which were precious and important, even though she really wasn't there. I mean, she was basically gone. I felt her spirit leave her body.
Hey, not to change the subject.
Oh, God, what?
But isn't that an amazing... I've only experienced that once.
Yeah.
When you are with somebody when they pass.
Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't that an amazing thing?
Really
doesn't
it
comfort
happen.
You?
It's gone. Yeah.
But doesn't it comfort you because you actually know that they're
Well, I told
better.
You... Yeah, the essence of the story, Brendan and Megan and I had all, in the course of about 40 minutes, told her it was okay for her to go. In fact, it was time for her to go. She wasn't conscious, but... The this is one of those.
Who was with her when she actually?
Megan. I had walked out of the room.
Right. So Megan was.
I was around the corner, looking at pictures that she was working on. She found pictures of my mother and me that I've never seen before.
Stick with me, brother. Answer the question.
So I had walked out of the room. Megan was sitting next to her, and at the instant Megan said, "Mom, it's okay for you to go," she took her last breath.
And she realized it at that moment.
Tony or Megan? Oh yeah, she just stopped. She looked at her, and she'd stop breathing. Stop.
And what did she say about that experience?
Megan?
Yeah. Has she reflected on it yet?
She was basically traumatized by it. You know, my God, my mother just died in my arms. You know, and I'm holding on to her arm, not arms, because she only had one. But it just blew her. Megan, never having seen anything like that before in her life. And I really haven't either. I mean, I really haven't been. I've been around witness to the death of lots of animals. I was with my father until an hour or so before he died. My mother died, heavens, in a hospital sort of chamber, and I hadn't seen her for almost a day when she died. And I have never really...
So, Jennifer, you were with one of your grandparents when
they
passed?
No. Well, my grandfather died in the morning, so we were not there with him, but I saw him after. But the weird one with my grandmother, because she and I were so, so close, and she was always very protective of me, because she really played a big role in raising me.
Right.
And I was with her the whole day that she was, we knew the morning of this day, February 2nd, that she was going to go. And, you know, I was sitting there with her watching the Golden Girls, and I'll never forget, I was by myself, and I was sitting there holding her hand, and I was watching the Golden Girls, which was something she would have liked too, but I knew in my heart, I knew she wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
And she didn't pass away until that evening, but I just felt that she wasn't there. Like, when I would touch her even, her hands just felt different.
Mm.
And so it was almost, it was helpful because that hope in your heart kind of goes away that they're going to recover this time and they're going to get better because you feel that they're gone. But that evening, we kind of brought the whole family together and everybody was in the room. And I said to my dad, I said, you know, Mima was proud. That's what we called her. I said, she's not going to want to go with all these people around her. And so everybody kind of said their goodbyes and I took everybody out to dinner. I said goodbye. I said, Mima, you've been so much to all of us, and it's okay for you to go now. And, you know, obviously I'm going to get a little cray, but when we left, she died with my dad and my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that she would. I mean, and honestly, it was probably 5 minutes after I got everybody out of her room that she passed away. And I just knew that she wouldn't go with us there because she wouldn't want that for me. She wouldn't want that for my cousins, you know.
But
my friend Kim is the same way. As soon as we told her it was okay, she was just like,
yeah,
done. And it's amazing, relief,
that
man.
You tell them that it's okay to go.
Yeah.
And then the fact that I knew that she was just so proud and wanted to go in her own way, you know, just walking out the door is what I think let her go.
But it also gives you, and this is what I walked away with, it gives you that feeling like...
You do have control.
You have control, and they're okay. They're not, you know, my friend Kim went through horrible 8 months. Oh, God, just horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, and when people are usually at that state, you want them to be not suffering anymore.
Yeah,
right.
And that's the thing about Tony. And she decided she wasn't going to have any more of it. She'd
right.
been through all those four or five rounds of chemo over the 20 years and all of the operations.
She fought.
Yeah. And she said to me once a couple of months ago, she said, you know how much money Medicare spent on me.
Yeah.
Hey, at least she got her money's worth.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm happy.
So many of us won't. Yeah.
But,
so.
And there's another argument right there is, and we can talk to Dr. Ken about this, but, you know, the amount of money that this country spends trying to keep people that really shouldn't be around around.
But now you're going to go. That's what, these committees are supposedly all about.
The death squads, yeah. But in Tony's case, it worked.
Yeah.
In Tony's case, they kept her, she was alive and relatively healthy for 20 years. She had a good extra 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. She's, it was okay. It's lousy, but it's okay. All right, so I'm going to straighten out one thing. I don't have time for all these other things that we said we were going to talk about, but there was one thread.
Imagine that.
For those of you who were asking yourself, have I lost my mind, about an hour ago, I asked a question on the air about the kings in a deck of playing cards and what they represented.
None of those people are around anymore.
Now, I'm not sure about that. I think that's not true.
Okay.
A great king from history. For example, spades, King David. That's what's on the spade. Hearts, Charles or Charlemagne, as he's called by the French. Clubs, Alexander the Great. And diamonds, Julius Caesar.
That's true and not true.
Yeah.
If I can just correct you.
Rich, of course. I know you live to correct me.
When the French started manufacturing cards.
Is Pierre there? What is it, Pierre? Tell us the story then.
We decided that the kings should be the kings of France.
Uh-huh.
There's no way we're going to have some king of England on our cards. So we just created the deck because we used to play strip poker all the time with the Jennifer and, you know, strip poker. So we have the kings of the France.
Strip poker.
Right.
Oh, Pierre. Okay.
That's what
okay.
I said. Perk,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perk, yeah.
I guess it's time for us to move on. Our poll today at DougStefan.com before we get to Dr. Ken. Where are you spending Thanksgiving next week? A, at home. B, at a family member's house. C, at a friend's house. D, at work. E, not sure yet. F, in the parking lot, waiting for Black Friday to begin. All right, so this is, I have an admission. For the first time maybe in the history of this program, we will not be live on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, we will. We'll kind of be live.
No, we're not going to be live.
All right.
I'll be here, though.
Richie may be there, but I'm going to be
on a plane. I am so excited. This is our first holiday off.
First holiday. I'm going to get on a plane.
And I have to be here.
I'm going to get on a plane, and I'm going to go have Thanksgiving with my daughter and my
good.
Son.
You deserve it. And I think that's really important for them, too.
Yeah, right.
And why don't you fly the afternoon before so that you can be here Thursday morning?
Rich.
Because flying... I would have done that. That's actually what I thought of doing first until I found out, A, what it cost, and B, what would be... Wednesday is the worst travel day in the year.
You know, I hear it's really cheap if you fly at noon on Thursday. You guys are lazy. I cannot believe you're not going to be here for Thanksgiving.
Oh, please, you're not going to... Then, all right, if we come in for Thanksgiving, then you'd be here Christmas morning.
No, all right, so, Richie, the only thing that makes me... The only thing that... The only thing, Richie, that puts me off of that is I've already gotten the ticket, and if I were to change it, it cost me another $150.
Ah, yeah, okay.
So I'm not going to do that. But
don't
thanks.
Feel bad. We're going to be here on Christmas, Doug. We'll be fine.
Christmas, we will be here.
I won't be here Christmas.
I will be here.
I have little, I have wee little ones.
No, Christmas will be fine. Dr. Ken will be fine. He's with us in 30, 60 seconds, something like that on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new chapstick lip shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
To celebrate Veterans Day, Heinz Ketchup is asking Americans to salute our troops through a charitable campaign that raises money for Wounded Warrior Project, a nonprofit organization that honors and empowers wounded service members. The campaign, Our Turn to Serve, is featured on Heinz Ketchup bottles at participating restaurants nationwide and encourages diners to scan a QR code using a smartphone to send a personalized thank you to those who serve while helping to raise money for a great cause. Adam Silva, Chief Development Officer, Wounded Warrior Project.
We're thrilled to partner with Heinz Ketchup, which has a history of supporting our military service members. As part of the cause campaign, Heinz Ketchup will donate 57 cents to Wounded Warrior Project for each thank you sent and each like made on the Heinz Ketchup Facebook page, up to $200,000.
The campaign also encourages consumers to make their own donations to Wounded Warrior Project and to learn about their local veterans appreciation programs. To learn more, visit a participating restaurant near you now through December.
I drink Emergen-C so I can stay on my toes at work.
With all those B and C vitamins, I'm guessing you completed your quarterly reports, cold called dozens of prospective new clients, saved the vice president from an embarrassing scandal, and discovered what on earth smells in the back of the fridge.
Ew.
Correct?
Well, I did finish my year-end projections.
Dynamite. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
I made a mistake.
What's that?
Dr. Ken is not with us today because he had something else that had to... I'm not sure exactly. I feel a little guilty in that I may not have paid as much attention to him explaining what was going on. So I'm going to make the time... I'm going to make good use of the time, Richie, by underscoring how wonderful things are going for those people who are using the Fountain of Youth, this clinically proven technology. It's a skin hydrator. It is an anti-aging molecule or a package of molecules that have come in a youth serum, Fountain of Youth. It'll hydrate your skin better, twice as good as it's being hydrated now, no matter what you're using, and reduce wrinkles by two-thirds. If you're ready for that, you're ready for the fact you can get it free by going online to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, and then you'll discover why it's America's number one new anti-aging spectacular. It's organicattitude.com, radio code GOODDAY, order a free bottle, just pay a little shipping and handling. Fountain of Youth is what it's called. It's yours free by going to organicattitude.com using the radio code GOODDAY.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Number one movie. Wait a minute. What are you after me, Jennifer?
Obviously, yeah. Don't have any young kids running around the house.
I don't. I didn't in 1989. My children, see, Brendan was 16 at that point. And, I know. How old is that? Yeah, Brendan was 13. Megan was 16. You think Megan's going to go see The Little Mermaid?
My daughter's only 4, and she was running around last night with her Little Mermaid cup that we got in Disney last year.
There you go.
Loves it.
Under the Sea from Disney's Little Mermaid, number one movie during this week in 1989. Chucker, did you see that?
I did, but I was going to say my daughter's 6 and she can't wait for the next episode of The Walking Dead.
I'm not surprised, Jared. Chuck. Chuck Curry is Mr. Movie Man here on the Good Day program. Every day he's got movie news for us, and we'll get to that after we have our contest. Actually, the contest today features the number one movie during this week in 1989, and it's cool for a number of reasons. Let's see how well you do with this challenge. We have 3 audio clips. You'll listen to them. Then if you figure it out, you'll call us at 800-510-8255 and qualify for the swell prize if you haven't won any before on this particular contest. Here's the first clue.
Man, I ain't no punk. You try to kill me, I kill you.
All right. Voice, everybody knows.
Yeah, I got the voice.
All right. So let's see if we can put the next piece together. Richie, go ahead. Laugh, everybody knows.
Oh, come on, Vera. Don't you want to talk about that?
I ain't got nothing to say. You done insulted me, and I got to kick your ass right now.
I think that's Cheadle.
I know.
Is that Cheadle?
No.
Who is that?
I know the movie.
All right. 800. Chuck, you know the movie, yeah?
I'm pretty sure I do.
All right. Well, give him the last clue, Reggie.
All right.
You know, when you die, when you're 89, you got your children and your grandchildren around the bed, that's cool. It ain't cool to die at 27. I'm not going to let you do that to yourself. I'm not going to let you do it to me. Because they kill you, they're going to have to kill me. Because I'm going to kill now.
Is that Pryor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That is Pryor.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that Pryor, Chugger?
That is Richard. Yeah, that is.
Hi.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get the idea. It's an all-black cast. That maybe gives you some help. 800-510-8255. Quite an enjoyable, entertaining movie, actually, from what I recall.
It was a big cast.
Yeah,
big
all blacks, big black stars.
Wasn't Red Fox in this too, Chuck?
He was. Yeah, I didn't like the movie at all.
Didn't you? Well, that's because you're a bigot. We all know.
No. That's not the reason. It had it had a really nasty tone to it. I remember when it came out. A lot of people did not like it.
Yeah. All right. Well, so maybe I'll change my mind.
And Arsenio, right?
Yeah, Arsenio was in it as well. Yeah. Yep. 800-510-8255. You'll tell us what it is while Chucker gives us some movie news right after this on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen. But what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Chuck Curry, the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can check it out by going to Chuck's picture at DougStephan.com. So what's the news flash for today, Chucker?
Here's a big story, Doug. Warner Brothers and Steven Spielberg are in formal talks for the famed director to helm the studio's plan, Gods and Kings. It's an epic movie based on the biblical Moses. I think Spielberg and that material would be good, but I still cannot see a Moses movie being better than Charlton Heston's The Ten Commandments. That's the problem with that project. Spielberg will have his World War One film, War Horse, coming out in December, and then he goes into his next film, which will be Lincoln, which will star Daniel Day-Lewis as the 16th president of the United States. That should be an interesting project. One bit of TV news, Doug. NBC has stopped production on its detective show Prime Suspect, which stars actress Maria Bello, after 13 episodes. Basically canceled due to very low ratings. The network had high hopes for that show, but only about 4 million people a week have watched. So.
She's not believable in the role. I think she's very unattractive in the role, Frank. I don't think it works. It's not like Bones or some of these other shows where the female leads work. Larry in Las Vegas, KNUU. What's the name of the movie?
Good morning, guys. I believe it's Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights was the big movie during this week in 1989. Very good job. So we'll give you some Doug Stephan paraphernalia, which you will enjoy. Meanwhile, Chucker, we'll talk to you tomorrow. It's 59 after on Good Day.